Hi, my name is Nick Barley and I'm director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival.
My name is Roland Gulliver. I'm the associate director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival. And we're going to talk today a little bit about one of the strands within this year's programme, which is called Memory and Imagination. We've been looking at the relationship between stories and why we need stories within our lives, from history to memoir to fiction writing. And we're just going to talk about some of the books and some of the authors within the programme.
Yeah, I mean, there's a sense that, many people say that all biography is fiction in any case. And of course, memoirs are carefully selected stories that we tell about ourselves. And I think you were very interested when you put forward this idea in this relationship between the way in which we remember and the way in which quite often our memory is affected by our imagination. And so sometimes our memories are changed by time and we reflect on things differently.
I think it's very interesting, and some of the books in the program this year look at why we need stories and what happens to our memory when we don't have stories. So there's people like Suzanne Corkin, who's a scientist who's looked at the very famous case, I think in the 1980s, where they operated on a man's brain and he lost part of his memory, a bit like in the film Memento, where his short-term memory kept disappearing. And it really changed the way in which science looked at how our brain worked and how memory works within us and why we need it.
Yeah. This is a long-term study of this character whose behavior was fundamentally altered by this operation. But it's an accident in an operation. And so he became a kind of accidental case study, which, you know, his awful victimhood nevertheless became something which taught us a lot about the way in which the memory works.
Yeah. It was an operation that went wrong.
Yeah.
Through a scientific mistake, scientific discoveries were made.
Yeah.
And it's the same with Susanna Cahalan and her book Brain on Fire, which is her memoir about her illness, where she basically lost a month of her memory. And the only way that she was able to piece it back together was through what the doctors told her and what the videos of her at that time. And so that herself was created by others.
Yeah, I mean, she's a New York-based journalist, so she's a brilliant writer, but this extraordinary and terrifying story about how this brain disease, she had no idea that she was suffering from this disease, and then suddenly she found herself waking up, not knowing who she was. And as you say, she had to kind of reconstruct a sense of her own identity through the stories that other people could tell her about herself. And it wasn't until many weeks, even months later, that she knew what was wrong with her and why it was that her behavior had completely altered.
I think one of the things that's come out of the memory and imagination strand that we've explored is that relation between fact and fiction. And we trust factual stories like history and memoir, but we, you know, the unreliable narrator is something that's classic within fiction.
There's one which with hindsight, I think we should have put into the memory and imagination strand, but it's one that is close to my heart. It's a new novel by David Peace, who's a Yorkshire-based writer, or Yorkshire-born writer now in Japan. It's the story of Bill Shankly when he was manager of Liverpool from the very late 50s right to the early 70s, and he transformed Liverpool from a sort of second division struggling team into the title-winning team that we know. But of course, the facts around Bill Shankly's tenure as Liverpool manager are quite well known. And what he's done is, in effect, he's taken some of those facts and he's layered it into a kind of hallucinatory, incantatory piece of fiction. And the event itself, which is going to be chaired by a sports journalist, Kevin McCara, and Bill Shankly's biographer will also be around. I'm sure there'll be lots of discussion about how factual or otherwise David's book is. And I think the joy of the book is that it is actually deliberately mixing fact with a kind of dreamlike hallucinatory meditation on what it was like to be Kevin Keegan and to witness being in the FA Charity Shield in 1974 when somebody came onto the pitch and kissed him on the lips. We all saw this footage of that, but David Peace has layered in this kind of imaginary set of possibilities. So it's a beautiful mixture of memory and imagination, I think.
Mm. I guess an interesting thing about that is the public and the private, and the fact that it's almost harder to write that kind of story because there is so much there that people know, so there's more to be challenged. But there's all these scenes where the training and where there's, you know, the boardroom meetings and things like that, and how they put together and how David Peace must put these together and reimagine them.
Absolutely. And so it leads me back to this thought that fiction is always a lie because it's fiction, it's made up. And yet these lies in fiction always seem to reveal more about the truth than facts themselves. And you know, think about Irvine Welsh's Train Spotting. It's probably a more accurate representation of working class life in Leith than any of the news reports you might be able to read from the 1990s. You know, but it's fiction which tells us about ourselves as much as anything else.
Mm. And another book I was going to mention is a debut novel by Daisy Hildyard. which is called Hunters in the Snow. Oh, yeah. And that's
another Yorkshire writer.
And that's another story where it's about history, but it's also about a young girl who her grandfather told her history of all these great moments of history and told her his versions. And then she's now, after his death, discovered that his versions of history are actually wrong, and that they know he had to added different bits and different color to those stories. And it's the thing, I like that idea of actually the notion of revisiting the stories and adding different perspectives to them is very exciting and interesting. It's something I think that we do as the part of the book festival, is we offer different perspectives onto well-known stories.
Daisy Hildyard's book is absolutely great, and I really hope it gets picked up by the wider media, and I hope people come along to see it. So we talked about Suzanne Corkin and her extraordinary study of victim of an experiment gone wrong. We talked about Suzanne Cahalan, whose brain disease changed her personality. We talked about David Peace and his Red or Dead book about Bill Shankly. And we've talked about Daisy Hildyard and her book Hunters in the Snow. So all of these are different aspects of the way in which memory and the imagination blur through the process of writing.